Welcome to the Divorce View Talk Show with your co-hosts, Joni Winberg and Rosalind Sadaka, your divorce mentor team. If you're contemplating divorce, going through a divorce, or are ready to move forward after your divorce, then we've got you covered. We'll even help you get back into the dating game. This show will lift your spirits, answer your questions, and guide you through the challenges you're facing. And our guest divorce experts will provide insights, tips, and tools to support you and the children you love during and after divorce. And now, here's your divorce mentor team, Joni and Rosalind.
Welcome to the Divorce View Talk Show. Hello, it's Joni Winberg, the CEO of the National Association of Divorce for Women and Children, a divorce mentor, and also the facilitator of the group coaching program called How to Emotionally Survive Divorce. I'm honored to be doing this show together with my co-host, Rosalind Sadaka. Hello, Roz.
Hi, Joni. Good to see you this week. I'm Rosalind Sadaka. I'm founder of the Child-Centered Divorce Network and author of How Do I Tell the Kids About the Divorce. And I have a wonderful guest that I want to introduce you to today. And she is Dr. Amy Stark. She's a psychotherapist, and she focuses a lot of her attention on divorce and family issues. And that's something that we can never learn enough about. So I want to welcome you, Dr. Stark.
Thank you. It's wonderful to be on your show.
We're thrilled that you're here. And just to let people know, our listeners, that we're going to be talking about how to move from revenge to reunification. And I want everyone to notice Amy's background, or Dr. Stark's background. And Amy, tell us what's really going on there.
Well, I am a child custody evaluation, and I also do a lot of court-ordered work. So I am frequently the one that is sought after by the judges and courts when kids refuse to see or have a relationship with one of their parents. Mm-hmm. And I do something called reunification therapy, where I do work in my office. And in addition to that, I've started a program called Launching. And when the kids have worked through some of their issues, sometimes we will all leave the office together to go and have lunch or go have pizza or bowl, so they can create some new positive memories with their parent with my help. And I've called my program Launchings. So I do a combination of both, because I think you not only need to discuss the past, but create some new memories for the future at the same time in order for that relationship to heal.
Absolutely. And that's why in the background you have toys, and you said also a therapy.
I have two therapy dogs in my office at all times, two standard poodles. One named Rita Hayworth. You could see her in the back on the couch there sleeping.
Oh.
And another big black one named Gregory Peck. And I think it creates just an environment of warmth and caring. And it's more like coming to a home than to an office. And then my office is filled with toys. It's basically Shangri-La here.
That is wonderful. So before we go into exactly what you're talking about, give us a little understanding about what brought you to this position of working so closely with children of divorce.
Well, I am a trained child psychologist. That's how I began my work in the field. And if you know from working with children, as soon as you do, you aren't in the field very long. And then you have your first, second, third, fourth, fifth divorce case. And you're working with a child who is struggling about why did their parents break up, struggling with, that they can never go to one home again, where they just have a house that they live in, but they're going back and forth and struggling with all the issues about the divorce and parents getting married to someone else. And because of that, then I was immersed in family law, because I'm working with children so closely. That's the next natural logical step. And out of that came my work with the courts.
So it's great work that you're doing. And I'm sure you've seen and heard a lot of things. Can you give us a story or any examples or anything that can help parents really understand what the children are feeling and going through?
Well, you know, one of my biggest concerns is that sometimes at the beginning, people are so angry at their ex, they use the child as an opportunity to get their ex back. They will use their child for a confidant, tell their child everything about the divorce. I've had parents actually have their kids read the child custody evaluation, you know, and then question me about why, you know, someone would say that about their parent. And when parents are doing things like that, they think they're proving to the child that they're right and they've done everything wrong and it's not their fault. But what they're doing is harming their child's feelings about themselves, because as we know, we're a combination of both parents, and you're harming your child's feelings about that other parent. And it's not going to take too long, and your kid is going to get in their teenage years and be furious at you that you would do such a thing to them, because they will figure out what you have done and hold you accountable for it. Mm-hmm. So you're not really getting the X, you're harming your child. And parents really need to understand, you've got to have your kids feel free to love the other parent, go back and forth, have a relationship with them. That is the ultimate healthy goal.
Mm-hmm. And that's critical. And that will help them become healthy, happy adults for their own relationships.
That's right. You can't just say, oh, you can just throw out one of your parents and decide. Because parents always say, oh, when you're old enough, you can make a decision. No, when you're of a certain age, the court will listen to you and hear what you have to say. But that does not mean you're empowered to not have a healthy relationship with both your parents if it's possible. Mm. So that's a very different thing. And kids come in, oh, I'm 12 now, I can say where I should live. Well, your voice will be heard, that's true. But the judge is the ultimate decider. You are not. And the judge wants you to have a relationship with both parents and to be able to go back and forth, because it's healthy. And we care years from now how you feel about yourself. Mm-hmm. Plus, think about it. If you're not having a relationship with one person and the parent says things like, you're just like your father, you're just like your mother, then what? All the negative parts of your personality are now attributed to the other parent. It hurts your self-esteem. And that's what led me to write a book where I could start with children. I've got a book I've written called Whole Heart for Girls. And there's also Whole Heart for Young Women. And it's just a primer about where self-esteem comes from, because any relationship you have shouldn't be based on proving that you're lovable. You are lovable. Now you can get to what the issues are. And I do that frequently in children with relationships too, because I tell them reunification isn't about whether your parent didn't do what they did because they don't love you. They love you. Let's take that off the table. You're lovable. They love you. Let's talk about what the issues are and how they went about doing what they did that didn't help. Mm. And I like to separate those out. And you can't do that if you don't have decent self-esteem. So that's where the source of that book came from, is teaching children where that comes from so they understand. Because then you're in charge of your self-esteem and no one can take it away from you.
Mm. Let me clarify something with you, if I could. So you are talking directly to the children and you're getting a really good picture of what's going on with them. How much can you communicate to the parents, and how effective can you be in shifting their behaviors and their decisions?
Well, it depends on what my role is. When I am a child's therapist, I will coach a parent to how to be better with them without revealing what the child has said, because I want kids to trust me. If I am an evaluator, of course, I say everything that gets said in the report, because I'm not a therapist. I'm the person who tells the court, hey, this is what's going on, and here's what the problems are, and this is how I think we can fix them, because I don't care about nailing people. I care about fixing things so that kids can have better lives in the future.
Right.
If I'm doing co-parenting, then it's all about teaching parents how to work together despite the fact that they're divorced, so that they can get along and have similar rules, and the kids won't be going between two different warring countries, but, you know, tennis one week and soccer the next is their activity, which is harmful to them. Mm-hmm. So it just depends on what my role is in the case.
I want to take a second here. I'm having an echo here, but the other thing is too, and I mentioned this earlier, that I'm in a line of severe storms, which I can hear coming, and the thunder. So I want to make sure they have your website, Amy, Dr. Stark, in case we have to end this quickly.
DrAmyStark.com.
Okay, and will you hold up your books one more time as well?
Yes. And it has articles about everything, so you can download them free. And this book is Whole Heart for Girls. It's available at Amazon.com, and then there's a version of it for young women. So there's a slightly older version of some of the same issues, and those are both available at Amazon.com.
And where are you based at, Mr. Stark?
I beg your pardon?
Based. Where are you located?
I am in Orange County, California, not too far from Disneyland.
Yes. So if people are not in your local area, the best way to access your expertise is through the website and your books, because they can't connect with you directly as a service provider for them.
Yes. And on my website, there's articles, very helpful articles, because I've had people call from all over the country, and they're free. So it's just things that they can think about is just for parents and from a child's perspective. And I also have a section on my website about self-esteem.
And once again, your website is?
DrAmyStark.com.
Okay. I do have to say, I have to end this show because I'm in a location that gets struck by lightning. So I don't want to blow up my computer here, but Dr. Stark, we promise we will have you on the show again real soon when we don't have threats of this.
Okay, well, thank you.
What you have said has been so valuable. And Roz, real quick summary of how people can get a hold of you.
Yes, I'm a divorce and parenting mentor, and you can access me at childcenteddivorce.com along with my articles and programs on co-parenting. I focus on the adult side of the equation. Dr. Stark is talking to the kids. I'm talking to the parents. Our message is the same. We're trying to help them co-parent more effectively.
Absolutely. And you can watch the videos as well, the podcast, and go find this show again on divorceview.com. And while you're there, you'll learn a little bit more about Roz and her information, and also mine, where it's called FreshStartAfterDivorce.com. I certainly apologize for cutting this show short, because this could definitely be over an hour. It's such a fabulous topic. But as I say to my kids, safety first. So in the meantime, tune in next week to the DivorceView.com, and we're looking forward to seeing you then. Thanks. Bye-bye.